Hi, Santana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We're here with Santana Dempsey, who is part of the cast of
Real Women Have Curves.
And of course, she plays the strong, Anna.
Yes, I do.
So Santana, tell me a little about how you feel about this role that you have here.
You know, the role of Anna, I really identify with because she feels like she is an outsider in her, you know, Mexican family. She was born in Mexico, but then she came to the United States when she was about 5. And she's 18 now, and she really wants to lead that American life. And she kind of attributes that to being, kind of being white, almost. You know, she attributes that to also being American and speaking proper English, and she's an artist. And for me, that's kind of how my background growing up, just being adopted and growing up in a white household. So in those ways, always feeling like you didn't belong. And that's how Anna feels, very much in her family. She doesn't understand why, you know, they always speak Spanish. She doesn't understand the culture as much, and she doesn't want to understand.
Right.
She's, you know, a young
girl.
She's rebelling, yeah. And she reads a lot. She's one of the characters that really wants to talk about taboo issues, and her family doesn't, especially her mom, Carmen. And I love that. She's very strong, she's sassy, she's funny, but she's very grounded as well.
Now, you have, I think, a great love for stage.
Yes.
So, being here in this iconic theater of the Pasadena Playhouse, doing this piece, which, like you said, it's very important because it's the first time it's a play with an all-Latino cast.
Yep.
And even the playwright is Latino.
Yep.
And so, and Josefina Lopez.
Yep.
Of course. And the women that you're playing with, they're also very, their characters are also very strong.
Yes.
So, as a young woman, mm-hmm. I think of you as a young woman.
I'm a young woman, yeah.
I mean, having roles like this for Latinas, what do you say?
Well, first off, since I've been in Los Angeles, it's just at 4 years, it's the biggest role that I've had, mm-hmm. to where I actually really get to create a character from the ground up and carry a show with my castmates. It's really an ensemble piece, but it's kind of through the lens of Anna. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's huge. I haven't had the opportunity where people have seen me being able to really play so many different levels. And I think that's a really great thing about theater, is I can be a character actress and it's okay. And I feel a little bit in TV and film, which is really the market that I aspire, mm-hmm. to really do a lot of work. I think they get a little confused when they see me on the carpet and I can look one way, and then they see me in auditions and I play a really dorky girl, and that's character acting. And I truly believe from my background that doing the work and really being truthful to the characters, that's how I work.
Well, sometimes I find that character actors bring so much more to a part sometimes than you would say, quote unquote, the lead.
Yeah, I agree.
So the show opens very soon.
Yes, we go into preview September 8th. That's in like a week from this coming up Tuesday. I don't even know what to say about that because we just yesterday had our first stumble through of the entire play, and I'm still not off book. I have a lot of work to do, and we're working about 8-9 hour days right now, so it'll all come together. But we previews are the 8th. Our press opening is the 13th of September, and we run through October 4th.
Okay. How long is the play?
I believe the play runs about 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad, and then there's a 15-minute intermission, so it goes really, really fast. And it's a comedy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really fun show. Josefina has a great way that she writes, kind of, she has a challenge, and then we kind of fix that challenge, but then another obstacle comes in, and we've got to fix that one. So you're always kind of on your toes on what's going to happen next.
Well, this is probably, this is going to be, I think, the second time that I will get to see the play, because I've seen it done.
You have? Right. Where did you see it at?
Akasa? Yeah, Akasa.
Oh, okay.
Akasa. And of course, I love the movie.
Yeah, me too. Know, and so. I'm playing America Ferrera's part. I'm so excited. And sometimes people have said that I remind them of her. Her and like Rosie Perez, the younger Rosie Perez. I'll get, all throughout Hollywood, people have said that in my career. And I'm always like, no, I'm Santana, Santana Dempsey. I'm me. But it was interesting, of all the roles. I was like, oh, yeah, fun.
Yeah. Since we're talking about women with curves,
mm-hmm.
You don't have that many curves.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we're going to have to use our imagination.
Well, here's the thing. And, you know, I'm always really candid with you. Mm-hmm. I had the casting director ask me to audition for this. Mm-hmm. Because when I saw the casting breakdown, it said Mexican, overweight, but pretty, dot, 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 dot. Two, I thought obstacles were, well, I'm not, you know, both parents Mexican. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm Afro-Latina, like Puerto Rican, Dominican. So Mexican was one thing, and then also the overweight. And not just plump, it said overweight.
Right.
I don't consider myself overweight. However, the way that we've kind of justified it in this play, because we're not going to pad me, we're going to use my body. Mm-hmm. We truly believe that my body is enough for Anna. I do have curves. I'm not a stick thin girl, mm-hmm. compared to friends of mine,
right.
compared to industry I live in,
yeah.
I'm actually considered a curvy girl. Mm-hmm. So if we put it in context, it really works. Mm-hmm. I'm not a size 2. I'm not a size 0. I have a stomach. I love my body.
Yeah,
but
you look fantastic.
Thank you. But to some people, I still am not the ideal. And that's the way that we're kind of going with it, to where you're never good enough. There's things that are put upon women that even if you think you are, because my character loves her body. It's the same as Santana. I really like my body. But someone's going to have an issue with it. Someone's going to say something that I'm not small enough, or that I've got too big of a butt or too big of a stomach. You know?
No, it's
and
true. It's so
and that's
true.
And I guess what's great about that is that we're going to be able to explore the audience that if they do see my body, oh, she's not curvy and overweight, but somebody else will think so.
Yeah.
And those standards that are put upon you too, me, just mm-hmm. as women. And that's what I love about this play, and that also they took a chance on me and that they said, I'm good enough. We're not going to pad me. We're using me.
Well, Santana, I am looking forward to seeing you do this. I'm being biased because I'm very, you know, you're like my hija.
Yes, you're like my ama.
And congratulations. I am so happy for you. And like they say, break a leg.
Thank you so much. And I'm so excited you interviewed me. And I can't wait for you to come. And everyone, come out September 8th through October 4th. Woo woo. Real Women Have Curves.
On that note, that's fantastic.